Joining us now is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Great to talk to you. Unfortunately, the quality of the phone isn't that great this morning. We'll be over in Stockbridge this morning to celebrate a very important anniversary. So I hope everybody will tune in to the panel. The Berkshire Theater Group will be celebrated for a major birthday.
In the meantime, we have some things going on that are, I guess you could say, big news in the vernacular of the people. President Trump in a little bit of hot water with New York State's new Attorney General.
Well, that's right. The Attorney General has put a hold on the Trump Foundation, and it's basically asking it to pay back a lot of money and trying to put it out of business and saying, hey, this isn't right. You're not going by the rules. And therefore, if you don't go by the rules and if you put money into political campaigns and other things, we are going to take away your license to be a not-for-profit foundation in New York. Not that it's going to affect the president directly, but it is quite a shot, and it's making major news.
Do you think it's a coincidence that it's happening right now, or a little bit of political timing here?
I just don't know. Apparently this investigation has been going on for 2 years. It isn't as if we haven't seen it before. We've seen troubles for Trump with his Trump University. We've seen troubles for Trump in many ways. He's gone bankrupt on several occasions, and there's plenty of reason to believe that it's an honest call.
We also have the former FBI Director James Comey back in the news.
Well, that's right. The Inspector General of the Justice Department has come out with a report which says that Comey was, quote, insubordinate, that he shouldn't have done some of the things that he did during the Clinton campaign. There are many of us, and I'm one of them, who believe that Hillary Clinton isn't president of the United States now because Comey came out with his report that at the last minute seemingly gave people a lot of doubts that they had reopened the Clinton investigation. That will assure him of a particular place in American history because of what he did, and maybe somewhere else. So Comey, of course, has come right back with an op-ed in the New York Times in which he says, we just have a disagreement between the Inspector General and me. As far as I'm concerned, this thoughtless business of coming out and saying they had reopened the investigation with Clinton really did doom her candidacy. Remember, she only lost by about 70,000 votes and then only in 3 states. So you had better believe that this was a momentous decision on his part. And in my mind, impetuous. But of course, I'm not saying something I haven't said before. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Now, of course, there are those who think he should have been equally adamant about what he was doing with Trump and his investigation of the Trump campaign, but he didn't do it. So now a lot of people are torn on Comey. On the one hand, there are Democrats and others and Americans who just think that he did the wrong thing on the Clinton campaign and that he didn't do the right thing on the Trump campaign. And so there are also those who feel that his response to Trump when Trump fired him was also a good thing. So now you have quite a mess.
We have a Siena poll that just came out that shows Governor Cuomo still pretty strong when it comes to this November's election. How much of a harbinger of things to come will this election year be looking ahead to 2020 and the next presidential election?
Well, as you know, David, there is a report out that Barack Obama, former President Obama, has interviewed a number of potential candidates for, and at least had discussions with a number of potential candidates for President of the United States in the Democratic Party, and that Cuomo was not one of them. Nevertheless, everybody knows that Cuomo has had an eye on the presidency, something that was denied to his father, and there's a sense that he'll go ahead with it if he can. If he lost the election, of course, he'd be over. Although they said that about Dick Nixon when he lost to Pat Brown, and he wasn't. But it couldn't help him if he lost the gubernatorial election. Right now, the polls are all showing that Cuomo is sailing ahead, both in his primary election and in his general election opponent, Mark Molinaro. On the other hand, Cynthia Nixon could catch fire. You could find at the last moment after Labor Day, which is when people start to pay attention, things change significantly.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, David.